Time to talk Holton Wildcat football. Justin Fluke with you, joined by head coach Brooks Barta. The Wildcats improved to 6-1 on the season. They win the district title in a battle of ranked Wildcat teams last week. Coach, had to feel really good and enjoy this one. 37-13 victory over previously undefeated Hayden. And I'm guessing after that opening kickoff, you felt like your team executed and played maybe about as good as they had all year, right?
Yeah, we thought we had a chance to move the ball on them and felt like we matched up well, and our offense really came through and I think probably took it to the next level. And then, you know, probably a little surprised on how well our defense played, and I think some of that had to do with us controlling the ball and some of that just getting some three and outs and not let them get in a rhythm. And we haven't done that to anybody this year, so that was a nice change for our defense.
Well, talk about your defense. I mean, I think you only gave up like 5 first downs and you had 28, and this was a Hayden offense that had been scoring and ripping off a lot of big plays. So what was it about your defense that made them so good, and was it the best game they had played this season?
Yeah, I think it was. I think, you know, we had a couple plays early for lost yardage and took them out of the rhythm, and I thought they really had a hard time getting in rhythm the whole night. They had a couple false starts, and they were behind the sticks early. And, you know, when you never touch the ball, it's hard to get in rhythm offensively, and I think that really affected them.
Your offense had over 500 yards. You ran 73 plays in this game. That's a lot. And I guess the good thing is, you know, you've been banged up a little bit in the backfield, but you've had some guys step up and you move some guys around. And I wanted to specifically ask you about Jace Boswell and just how he's kind of excelled having to kind of move into a different tailback spot for you.
Yeah, I think he's real comfortable there, and I think he can do that. And, you know, Jakari's done a nice job stepping in and playing some fullback for us, and we didn't know if that would be a big role for him this year, and he's made that adjustment. And, you know, as we get healthy, we'll probably move him around, but it's, you know, Jace is an advantage. He's got enough speed to play on the edge, and he's a bigger body, so he does give us a different look.
Jace had a career-high 188 yards last week. Gary Booth continues to play very well, 175 yards and 5 touchdowns in that game. One other thought on the game last week, tell me about your line, because that was maybe kind of Hayden's strength, I guess, besides their speed. Is it, you know, Division I talent on their offensive and defensive line? But it just seemed like your line kind of stepped up to that challenge and kind of stalemated them most of the night.
Well, our line has been a work in process. You know, we've got some guys that hadn't played offensive line this year. We've had some injuries that have gone through the year, so it kind of all came together for us. And I really think we were a little more athletic up front, and I think that came through for us on the offensive line.
Yeah, certainly undersized and have been in a few games, but that quickness and just the leverage and things they're able to do have certainly been successful against even the much larger teams. Well, it's onward and upward for Holton, their final regular season and district game at Jeff West. We'll preview that matchup with the Tigers right after this. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Brooks Barta, talking Holton Wildcat football. And this week on the road at Jeff West, final game of the regular season. And I guess just kind of where's the motivation, Coach? You've already won a district title. Your future's kind of set. But I guess as you play Jeff West, a team that struggled and 0-7 this season, what are kind of the things you're using to get the team better this week?
Well, we're really competing against us, and they'll do some things that are going to make us better, but we want to compete against us, and we kind of look forward a little bit into the playoffs to the skill set we wanted to develop. So they don't do a lot offensively, so it gives us some time to spend some more, or anything that we haven't seen anyway, so it gives us some more time to work on fundamentals and go back and become better individual football players.
We talk, it seems like, with, you know, coaches during the season about responding to adversity or a loss, which fortunately for you hasn't happened since week one. But have you still seen the hunger from your guys after the big win against Hayden last week? It seems like this might be a point in the season in which they could kind of look ahead a week or two and kind of lit up. How's this team been just in terms of staying motivated and focused?
Well, I think we had a good week of practice because I hope understand the skill set that we're developing is going to help us down the road. And I think there's a little bit of a taste in their mouth from last year and maybe from earlier in the year. And it's unquestionably been a process with this team to try to pull them together and get them on the same page and understand their roles. So we have to continue down that road.
Sounds like some other guys getting some opportunities this week in the game against Jeff West, as you've had injuries and certainly had to move guys around. But is there some other things maybe that you hope to get out of this game or work on that you feel like need a little bit more work before you head into the postseason for your team internally?
Well, I mean, we got to continue to develop our offense, and we've got to improve our passing game and option game. We always have to do that. And we've got some young guys that need to get some reps and get some time, and they've got to develop. And our JVs, I think, made a lot of progress throughout the season. And we have to continue to move towards next year for those guys. So our process, we feel like, starts in the seventh grade, and how do we develop them for the future?
Well, big win again. Congrats on the victory against Hayden last week, Coach. Hopefully a good, healthy week Friday night. Another win at Jeff West. Thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.
Coach Brooks, part of the Holton Wildcats, now ranked number 2 in the state, only behind Andale in Class 3A. The weekly coaches' shows are brought to you by Boomer Steakhouse, by Community Healthcare System, the Holton Family Clinic, and by the Farmer State Bank in Holton.